Yes, welcome. It is Bowerly News Radio 930 WBEN, and thanks to meteorologist Andy Parker for joining us most of the opening hour of the show. And I don't know why, but talking to Andy got me thinking about a conversation I had yesterday during the Bills game with somebody who said she absolutely loves her heated vest. And my first idea was, does that mean there are wires going all the way through the vest? And if so, you go to the airport, that must be a very interesting chat you have with TSA. 803-0930. They tend to frown, I think, on vests with wires in them for some reason. 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN, especially if it's the Benazir Bhutto model. Let's get to nobody got that. Never mind. I give up. Mark on WBEN. Mark, you're in West Seneca, and you're on WBEN. Hello.
Hi, Tom. Instead of checking Amazon, go to a big box store in the area that deals with construction. I got a couple products from them, and they have rechargeable batteries, and you can get an extra rechargeable battery, and you can also charge them in your car.
Oh.
And they work very good.
How long does it take to charge the battery?
From zero, it takes about an hour, but I don't let it get down all the way, but like the other day I was out when it was cold, and I came in, I was out about an hour and a half, and it only took like 20 minutes to charge up again.
But of course, it wasn't really all that cold. I mean, what gives me some reason to pause here is knowing that in Buffalo it can go to 10 degrees below zero in the twinkling of an eye. I just wonder how long the batteries live in those kinds of extremely harsh Arctic conditions.
Well, and also this company that makes them makes tools for a living, high-end rechargeable tools. So, again, I can't tell you because I know you don't want plugs out there, but if you go to the, it's the large orange store.
The large orange store, and just for the sake of conversation here, I will allow you. What brand are we talking about?
Milwaukee.
Oh, okay. Yep. So, yep. I mean, no, that's you know what? In a case like that, I mean, obviously, you're calling with good intents. I do not doubt your sincerity. I'm asking for the information. You're giving the information, and it's nothing that's going to get anybody sued. And I'm responsible for letting that on the air, and I have no problem with it. So what exactly do they have that is you can wear that is that you can heat with batteries? Because I have to tell you something. I don't know the first thing about this, and I really should, because I can't stand the cold. I just like it just goes right through me these days.
They have a vest and a jacket, and my friend said that they also make hats and gloves, but I did not see them when I went. I just purchased a jacket, and it was under $100 with a battery, and then I bought an extra battery for it also.
How about boots? Do they make heated boots?
I don't know, but being that it's a major, construction company, Milwaukee, you know, they do tons of everything, they might. You might even be able to go to their website and list everything.
You must be psychic, because that's exactly what I'm doing right now. How much, I mean, I presume you're in the construction industry, and you got to spend a lot of time outside in the wintertime?
I did. I was. Now I'm retired, but I did spend a lot outside, and I got this, I want to say, about 3 years ago before COVID when they first came out, and I love it. It's been great. I've had no issues with it at all.
Yep, I'm looking. Oh, come on. Every freaking website lately. Do you accept our cookies? Do you accept our cookies? And if you don't, you can't get into what we're doing. I'm seeing heated jackets, heated hoodies, and heated vests. I'm not seeing anything about heated gloves or heated hats or heated boots.
Okay.
That's very interesting.
Yeah.
Very, very interesting. All right, well, so obviously you have to spend some time outside, even though you are retired. How cold does it have to be before you say, where's my battery pack? I've got to go to the end of the driveway and get the mail.
Last year during the 6-foot storms, I was wearing it, and I was out probably about an hour at a time, and it was great. You know, I had no problems at all with it. I didn't stay more than an hour because I didn't want to push things, but, you know.
No. How about heated gloves? Anybody you work with ever have those?
No, but mittens? I have the little warmers you break and then put in your gloves. So I use those, yeah.
I mean, see, in addition to, the construction trades, there's also the winter recreation people, the snowmobilers, the skiers, the snowboarders. I mean, they've got to have some secret tricks that the rest of us may not be aware of.
Yeah. I went with the Milwaukee one just because it's, you know, they're a very reputable brand. I've used their tools for God knows how long. And my friend told me to try those, and I've been very happy with it.
Well, I'm happy for the recommendation, Mark. Thank you very much. I do appreciate it. How many of you have heated apparel? This is not exactly what I'd planned on doing for this part of the show, but why not? We just got through talking to Andy Parker, and conversation yesterday, young lady, not my daughter, who happens to be an attorney, I told you I spend far too much time around attorneys, was talking about her love for her heated vest. 803-0930 is the phone number, *930 on the cell phone, 1-800-616-WBEN. What are your tricks? What little apparel tricks do you have to stay warm? Like when you're on the snowmobile, when you're sitting at the stadium, do they even let you wear those into the stadium, or are those not welcome because there's some kind of a threat or some kind of a risk? I felt so bad for people at the stadium yesterday because I was cold just walking from the street to my friend's house. I mean, that's not me. That's a relatively new phenomenon. Heated gloves, anybody? Heated boots? How about heated pants? Does anybody wear heated pants? Of course, the older you get, I suppose Mother Nature takes care of natural warmth, but it's a very short-lasting warmth before it turns to ice. 803-0930, *930 on the cell phone, and 1-800-616-WBEN. It is Bowerly. Come on, who has heated apparel? How many of you have heated hats, heated coats, heated gloves? Heated pants, heated socks, hats, boots. Because, little secret here, I've been wearing the same winter jacket. I bought it before my brother Billy died because I took him winter clothes shopping at a major store in Lockport. And I needed a heavy-duty winter coat, and it's maybe fraying a little bit around the edges, but it's a winter coat. It doesn't have to be stylish. I'll save that for the top coat. That's stylish. The winter coat for every day, the I'm wearing this to work coat, that's fine. That's fine. And I bought a pair of boots that... seriously, if you saw me at work in the wintertime, I look like the biggest dork in the world because I don't care what I wear when I'm talking with you guys. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, I've told you this, the more comfortable, the better. And I've been wearing the same winter boots now for several years, along with sweatpants, and that's my apparel when I'm doing the show. I'm sorry, I meant to say a designer Italian tuxedo with fine quality shoes, because nothing says, hey, I think I want to destroy very expensive shoes by walking through slush in the parking lot like that, right? 803-0930 is the phone number. And what other like techniques do you have for staying warm in inclement weather? And I'll go you one step further. What is in your car's emergency go-to bag? Somebody sent me an email saying, why don't you do a show on winter preparedness? And I didn't think that was such a good idea. But now I'm kind of thinking, you know what? It would be interesting to find out what you learned during the blizzard last year and what you wish you had during the blizzard last year. I wish I'd had a candle, but that's only because the room in which I was sleeping at the radio station was ice cold. It was really cold, so I had to steal a heater from somebody's office and turn it on and sleep next to that. Let's go to I never forget that time. It was, as I've said, always stealing the words from Jimmy Stelliano, the most rewarding Christmas I've ever had, ever. Here is Norma Tonawanda. You're on WBEN. Oh, Norma, what is your secret to staying warm in the wintertime?
Well, first of all, I always have a down jacket. You can buy all those crazy jackets with all the super duper, you know, linings and stuff, but I've tried those. But a down jacket, you will never, ever, ever be warmer than that, to the point where a lot of times I have to unzip it because I'm so hot. And then the other thing is, I always watch a lot of those Alaska shows, you know, where they're trapping or doing this in minus 60 degree weather. And for years, it's like I always see them in these weird, ugly looking white boots. And I told my husband, I says, geez, where do they get those boots? Because they're out there in the most god-awful weather. And my daughter-in-law says, they're bunny boots. I said, what is a bunny boot? She says, they're U.S. Army boots that they don't make anymore, but they are still out there on the web. And I think it was U.S. Army surplus store or something online.
Right.
And I was able to order a pair. They find the best pair that's in the best condition to fit your foot. And it's even got these, like, air holes in them so then you can kind of adjust.
What's your language? Air hole. I'm sorry.
Yeah. And, I know I wouldn't go there on the radio. But I bought a pair, and I have yet to have any issues with cold feet. And I always have cold feet.
And how long, okay, these bunny boots, by the way, that's a very interesting term. They were originally put out by the United States Army during the Korean campaign. So I bet my father had a pair of bunny boots back in the day. How many did you have to get before you found the size that fit you? I lucked out. I bought dress shoes online, and I just guessed at the size, and they fit like they're custom. I'm like, oh, my goodness, did I luck out on this or not? Your bunny boots probably set you back, what, a couple hundred bucks?
Actually, no, it wasn't that expensive. It was about $100.
And how many did you have to order before you found the size that was just for you?
Well, my predicament is they're ordered in they're men's sizes, being not a man. But so I just went down a size. I've got big feet for a woman, so I just went down a size. But no, they've been working out really awesome, ugly as they can be. But you know what? If I want to be warm, I do not care how ugly they are.
My dear, I don't think there's anything ugly at all about these bunny boots. I think they're kind of sexy looking. I bet you look very sexy in bunny boots.
Oh, thank you very much.
do you need, with the bunny boots, do you need those little those claws for traction that people strap on their shoes?
No, I haven't. I haven't needed it, no.
Wow. Well, I got to keep that. Got to keep that in mind. Thank you, my dear. I appreciate it. Used to be.
You're welcome.
No, thank you. Thank you kindly. I used to wear Rocky boots, and I still think they make a good product. But I had to get something a lot heavier for my my footsies. 803-0930 *930 1-800-616-WBEN. This is like a from my butt to your radio. Oh, that's an awesome way to phrase it. That just makes people want to call in. Okay, from my heart. Ah. From my heart to your radio, what tricks do you have to stay warm in the winter? Bunny boots, heated clothing, and what did you learn from the blizzard of 22? What are you putting in your car right now just in case? And no, I'm not saying we're in for a blizzard, but we all learn from past mistakes. Well, maybe you do. I'm still trying to get the knack of that. Here's Joanne in Buffalo. You're on WBEN. Hello.
Hi, Tom. I have foot warmers. They're you can cut them to size. I originally bought them for skiing, and they have little heater packs on the back. And you hook them to the outside of your boots, and you can adjust the heat, and you plug them in electronically. And during the winter, when I was outside trying to shovel the snow and snowblow, I've been using them for that since I don't ski anymore. And they're really nice.
So just tell me a little bit more about how they work, how they operate, because I'm a little slow.
Okay. They're like those shoe inserts, you know, to give you comfort when you walk that you can cut to size.
Yeah.
They're like that, and they have a cord that comes up the back, and they have a little battery pack on each one of them. And you plug them in, and you charge them up, and then you put them inside your boots, and you hook the battery pack to the back of your boots, and you can turn them to warm, medium, or high, and they keep your feet toasty warm.
For how long?
I've had them warm for, I usually don't last out in skiing more than like 6 hours.
Oh, yeah, but if you got batteries that are going to last you in 6 hours in frigid temperatures, my cell phone doesn't do that.
These are made for skiing.
Okay. Well, I guess they've got the science down, I'll tell you. I remember the winter of 13-14, it got really, really cold in January. I remember being outside and my cell phone going from 100% charge to 20% charge in about 5 minutes.
I never had a cell phone then. In fact, the camera that I bought is a camera that is good in cold weather. And I also have hand warmers that you can actually buy at the car wash, the big car wash place. And they're made by the company that makes lighters. And they're warmers that plug in and heat up, too.
Just out of curiosity, what is this technology of which you speak, a camera? I mean, they actually come outside of phones? You have
It's an actual Panasonic camera. It's a small one that I use when I used to go on ski trips, and it's good in cold weather. The battery doesn't die and it doesn't freeze up, and you can take pictures. And it's made for cold weather.
My love, I was actually just kidding because it's like, you know, you show your grandkids an old school telephone, they have no idea what they're looking at. So I was just trying to be anachronistically funny, possibly. Thank you very much. You're a font of information. I'm glad I'm doing this topic. I can't believe sometimes it's the stupidest topics or, you know, the ones that I don't plan for that take off like I wouldn't believe. Thank you. I'm so delighted you called.
Oh, okay. Bye now.
Bye-bye. I'm gonna continue this because, I don't know, I'm having a lot of fun, and I want your ways to stay warm, like with your clothing, because many of you have outside, translation, real jobs, or you have snowmobiles, or you're skiers, and you've got awesome equipment that's going to keep you warm in the wintertime. Frankly, these bunny boots, I don't know. I got to be careful buying shoes online because my feet are kind of, well, they're like duck wide, if that makes any sense. So I got to be careful, but I'm willing to take a risk. Why not? Took me 3 tries to get my dingo cowboy boots ready, or Django, whatever they are. 803-0930, not to be confused with Django Unchained or Jamie Foxx. 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. Bowerly, your calls, more of them coming up after Tom Puckett, and the news at 3:30 on News Radio 930 WBEN. Oh, great tune. Tanner Saunders behind the glass making the magic happen. Unlike John Lennon, I do not dig a pony. I find that rather unnatural. Anyway, it's 3:37 at News Radio 930 WBEN. All right, so what are your life hacks as far as staying warm in the wintertime? And what did you learn from the blizzard of 22 as we look ahead to the winter of 23-24 that you will not be without in your car? You know, you got caught with your pants down, not literally, but figuratively, and you said, boy, I sure wish I'd had, what do you wish you'd had? other than more common sense than to go out driving in the storm on Friday or Saturday. 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. Anybody else have these bunny boots? And I just found out, I'm looking at bunny boots online, and apparently when you fly, you have to adjust the valve to let the air out, or else they will blow up on you. That would be my luck. Oops. Mark, you're on WBEN. Hello.
Hi, Tom. How are you?
Hello, sir.
I would like to go ahead and pose some interrogatives. How are you doing with the eye stuff, man?
Oh, let's not talk about me. I'm boring. Let's talk about this. This is far more interesting.
No, your eye stuff is more interesting to me.
No. We're talking about winter stuff today, Mark. Thank you. What do you do in the wintertime to make your – I appreciate the interest, but it's totally off the wall. What do you do in the wintertime to make sure that you are warm? You might have a job outside. You might have a snowmobile, which always looks like a lot of fun. Maybe an ATV. You might have whatever. You might just want to be warm when you're out shoveling or warm in your driveway. What is it that you have found to be a life hack in the wintertime? 803-0930 is the phone number, star 930 on the cell phone, and 1-800-616-WBEN. And those of you who in particular were trapped and stranded in cars, just out of curiosity, what will you have this year that you did not have last year? And I wasn't trapped, mind you, but one of the things I realized is I really need to buy some candles for around the house. And understand something, one of my phobias, okay, I am totally OCD about house fires. You have no idea. And if I walk into somebody's house and they've got candles burning, I've been known to blow them out. Not my house, mind you. I've just been known to blow them out. I feel like we live in the electrical age. Why would you have an open flame in your house when fires can just so easily and swiftly get out of control? I mean, I saw a fire very recently that started in an air conditioning unit that was on far too long. Won't tell you where, but boy, was it a mess. Here's John in Lancaster on WBEN. Hello, John. You're on. Hello.
Hey, Tom. How you doing? I guess you got questions about how to stay warm when it's real cold?
Well, special equipment, special gear that nobody ever taught me about.
Well, I'll tell you, there's a lot of stuff. As I mentioned to your screener there, I used to do a lot of winter backpacking. And there's all sorts of little things. I mean, obviously everyone knows about dressing in layers.
Right.
One thing that's real important, if it's real cold and you're outside, especially if you're outside, try to avoid cotton. There's an old saying, cotton kills. It absorbs water like a sponge, and it'll cool you down real fast. A lot of synthetic materials. Wool is incredible. Wool is everything.
See, that's interesting. You mentioned that wool is so warm because, as you probably know, you go back to military history, even the American Civil War and after the American Civil War, those guys who were fighting at Gettysburg in 90-degree temperatures were wearing wool uniforms. Now, dude, if you've ever been to Gettysburg in the summertime on the battlefield wearing T-shirts and shorts, it's warm enough. I can't imagine what those poor guys went through.
I know. Probably half of them died from heat exhaustion than anything else.
Well, you know what? It wouldn't surprise me. I mean, heat exhaustion, bugs, insects. They didn't have the stuff we have today to repel bugs and insects and everything else. And, it's not like they had access to bottled water. There wasn't a lot of free-flowing water around. And what there was so polluted by human blood, they must have been puking their guts out in addition to everything else. But that's a lovely thought. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Well, as far as wool goes, another nice thing about it, because I found this out in sort of an emergency thing, you can get wool soaking wet, I mean like underwater wet, wring it out, and it still retains about 85% of its heat-retaining ability. The stuff is fantastic. There's a lot of synthetic material out there, but nothing really beats wool. It is fantastic.
Are you telling us that a sheep would survive a nuclear winter?
I don't know. I don't want to get in a sheep. But anyways.
Well, I'm not allowed to get within 100 feet of them, so that's okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's what the judge said, you know.
It sounds like a stupid little thing. Is a bandana. Wear a bandana around your throat, like a kerchief. And what that does to keep you warm is absolutely fantastic.
And depending on the color, you wear, you might get a guy for a date too. A bandana around. You're gonna have to explain this one to me. Why not a scarf?
A scarf is good, but like I say, a scarf's better. But a bandana works real easy, and it's real simple, and it folds up in your pocket.
But they're so thin. With all respect, my friend, they're so thin.
I know, but trust me, it works. It really helps to keep you warm.
Well, you know more than I. Keep going.
Mittens are better than gloves, okay?
Yep.
Wearing clothes. If you want to stay warm outside, you gotta wear like oversized clothes. You gotta have a lot of air spaces. You have to be able to move comfortably. You wear something real tight, and you're gonna freeze your rear end off. All my outdoor clothes, all my outdoor winter clothes are like basically almost a size too large for me. And they look a little goofy, but I stay real warm.
Well, look, when you're in survival mode, it's not like you're on the catwalk, baby, on the catwalk and too sexy for your shirt. You know what I'm saying? Who cares what you look like in the winter? Your face is going to be covered up anyway.
That's right. And the thing is, even with this blizzard last year, and I'm sorry to say it, man, but we knew this thing was coming a long ways off. Myself, our household, we know winter's coming. We prepare. We get ready, man. We have that extra packs of toilet paper, an extra bag of dog food, and an extra little bit of everything, because winter's coming. You might not have to leave the house for a few days.
Well, unfortunately... A couple of things that I would point out. Unfortunately, what happens is, can we not beat around the bush here? Many homeless people are very seriously mentally ill. You can offer them shelter. You can't insist they come with you to shelter. You can only offer it, and many of them refuse to go to shelter. We've seen this happen before. We saw it happen in Williamsville 6 or 7 years ago, and it was a terrific tragedy. Some people did, yes, freeze to death in their homes. That is unacceptable in the year 2022 when it happened. But people should be prepared for as many contingencies as possible. I mean, you talk about toilet paper, an extra bag, a dog food. But the big question is, how did you get your dog outside to do his business when the snow was coming into your house?
Well, sometimes you just got to work around it. Another thing also, people traveling too, people traveling in their cars. Making the mistake of letting your car go below a half tank of gas. You gotta top your tank off. You gotta have something simple, like a couple of candles. Just a couple of candles, maybe a little aluminum pie tin that you can set on the dashboard or something and just light a candle. You'd be amazed how that will warm your car. There's all sorts of little winter survival things there. Simple little tips that work.
Are you like a military guy? Did you serve in the Arctic or something?
No, I just I used to work seasonal, and the only time I hit off was in the winter, and I loved to camp, so that's when I went.
Oh yeah, how about the bunny boots? I keep reading about these bunny boots, and I've now become obsessed with bunny boots. I want them.
I don't know. I've used Sorrels outdoors for a lot of years. They were okay as long as you're moving. Right now I got a pair of Rockies. They got 1,500 grams of Thinsulate per boot, and I wear those things ice fishing, and my feet have never been cold.
Wow. How much ice have you caught?
I saw lots of it. It's amazing. It's all over the
place. I think you guys are nuts. I'm sorry. Ice fishermen, I think, are... Let's just say I don't think all the dogs are on the same leash with ice fishermen. I don't get fishing to begin with, and ice fishing, I would be paranoid that the ice is going to collapse beneath me and I'm going to plunge to an icy, freezing, cold death. Not the way I want to check out.
No, well, you got to, you know, a little safety first. But I've seen ice that was so thick sometimes you couldn't even get through with the auger. We're talking like 3.5 feet of ice. You know, it's kind of disgusting. Drilling like crazy for an hour and not getting anywhere.
Keep in mind, my friend, I'm a little bit neurotic when it comes to certain things, and plunging through a freezing lake is one of those things about which I have a neurosis, I'm not going to lie.
Well, I've only done it once, and it was right after I had back surgery, too.
Oh,
that's a real quick way to wake up, you know?
Oh, man, I can't believe that. Anything else? You're a man of preparation, skill, daring, pluck, and determination.
No, actually, you know, it's a lot of it's just common sense. There's just an awful lot of common sense. You take things out, you prepare yourself, and you never have any problems.
I agree with you to a point, but you have to admit, as prepared as you are, aren't some of these ideas with which people are calling in pretty good, like the bunny boots?
Yeah, bunny boots. I mean, you know, it's basically just got to keep your feet warm. Oh, another thing about keeping your feet warm, too. You know, again, wool is really great, but it's even better is a pair of silk. Silk socks with wool socks over it. Silk is very, very warm, and the wool will wick all the moisture away. Because as long as you stay dry, you'll stay warm. If you even putting antiperspirant on your feet so your feet don't sweat, that'll make a difference. That'll keep your feet warm.
Jeez, I wonder if they make silk compression socks. Thank you, COVID vaccine. Great call, sir. I appreciate it very much. Thank you.
Take care.
Will do. All right. What are your hacks for getting through winter? And yeah, common sense, I think, is very important. A candle and a pie tin in the car. Hey, it might just keep you alive. You never know. Just don't forget some matches. And nobody smokes anymore. In fact, who did I see? Snoop Dogg is giving up smoking weed. Did I read that or was I high? Snoop Dogg is giving up weed. What is the world coming to? Nothing about edibles, but smoke. He's giving up. Never mind. All right, your life hacks as far as getting through winter and being warm and what you learned you should have in your car in case we get hit with another blizzard scenario. And by the way, if we are going to get hit with another blizzard scenario, could we please close the county and the city the day before so we have fewer people stranded on the roads? Would have been a big help, just saying. And I should have been more proactive and more outspoken on that, but I have no power. Here's Randy in Wheatfield on WBEN. Hello.
Hey, Tom. How you doing?
Yes, sir.
Listening to the program, and that young lady called up before about the military boots that she liked to wear.
The bunny boots.
We called them Mickey Mouse boots when I was in the Marine Corps.
There's two different series. One was the Mickey Mouse. The other was the bunny.
Well, I guess it's all in nomenclature, however you want to look at them. But we call them Mickey Mouse boots. They came usually in white. Sometimes I've seen them in black. But they had a bladder inside that you could inflate.
Yes.
The thing was not to do it with your breath because it would freeze on the inside and make your feet even colder. So if you had access to compressed air someplace, you know, to inflate them if they started to deflate on you, that was the idea, to make a pocket of air in between, you know, the outside and the inside of the boot. So that was kind of interesting. And also on the socks were, you know, once again, that gentleman before me, he was, wow, what a font. But socks, we used to make sure you had to change your socks all the time in cold weather. We used to put our wet socks by our armpits when we had our packs on and all that inside to try to dry them out while you're walking or snow, whatever you're doing, skiing. And that other item he brought up about having a candle to keep you warm, he's not kidding. We put a poncho over us, and you could put a little candle, and it heated up fast in the cold. That was outstanding. And one other survival food that we had was called GORP, G-O-R-P, good old raisins and peanuts. And if you had nothing else to eat, boy, you just wolf down on that, and that would, you know, just replenish your energy. So those are just kind of some of the things that kind of came back when I was young and sprite and, oh, never mind. So
young and spry? I'm sure you're still spry.
Now spry.
I'm sorry. The type 1 bunny boot, I've learned more about bunny boots tonight than I'd ever heard of the damn things an hour ago, and now I'm trying to be an expert. The Type 1 bunny boot, it was called the Mickey Mouse boots because they were...
In the military, when I was in the Marine Corps, we called Mickey Mouse boots,
Right, they were black, and they were oversized.
Or white,
oversized.
Or they could be white. The ones we had originally were white. Yeah, they were white boots, but I've seen them in black also.
Well, apparently, I know this might sound weird, but the internet is actually wrong then, because it's got the black boots as the Mickey Mouse ones and the white ones as the bunny boots.
But they weren't Marines.
All right. Well, you would know better than I. Were you ever in a situation where somebody forgot to release the air from their boot and they went airborne and
that,
it exploded?
But I've seen people try to inflate them with their. And we had sergeants coming up and said, "What are you doing?" He said, "You nuts!" So you're just gonna make yourself. The feet are gonna freeze because you're breathing your air inside that boot, and it's just gonna condensate. And it'll cause you to your feet will freeze. No sense. I suppose you had no other choice. I never seen anybody do it. That's the thing. It's possible. So that's
Where did you train or serve that these boots actually were issued?
Actually, it was here locally. It was at Kissing Bridge. We did a lot of cold weather training here locally. I was with the 4th Marines out of Porter Avenue. We did a lot of cold weather training. Geez, I learned how to kill myself skiing. Never was on skis before. Wow, that was an adventure. So cross-country skiing, we did tracking, we did with the tracks, snowshoes you put on your feet. Boy, it's been a long time, Tom. I'm trying to come up with
nomenclatures
I haven't talked about in about 50 years, for crying out loud.
I tell you something, I think that is super cool, and I will say this much about skiing. If you can ice skate well, you're going to be able to ski within minutes.
All
right.
Skating and oh my gosh, forget it.
Thank you very much. I appreciate your call, sir. We're going to continue this. Why not? Because I hope this is as informative to you as it was for me, and I had no intention whatsoever of doing these things as topics today, but when I saw people were calling in, I thought, I think I've stumbled upon something here, and when I stumble onto something, I like to grab it by the teeth and whip it around until I destroy and kill it, and then, bore people to tears. 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. Oh, I did ask for a surgeon recommendation on Friday, and as it turns out, one of my friends in the medical field gave me a great recommendation for a surgeon, and it looks like it's going to get done really, really soon. Just a minor hernia thing. It's not a big deal. Not going to miss a lot of time, maybe a few days. That's about it. It'll give me a chance to catch up on that documentary, The Ghost Train Fire, on Netflix. Oh, my goodness. 350. Anybody see that? Talk about investigative reporting. It's excellent. The Ghost Train Fire. Check it out. Or was it The Ghost Train? Just do a search for Ghost Train on Netflix, and it's disgusting, and it's great journalism. It's unbelievable we still have journalists in the world. On News Radio 930 WBEN.